Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, I want to talk about Mandomania week number 4. So let's do it. So this morning, Hasbro came out and they revealed figures for the Black Series 6-inch line. They also showed a figure for the Vintage Collection. And let's start off with the 3¾-inch line for TVC. They showed Cad Bane from the Book of Boba Fett. That was a figure that was previously pipeline revealed already, but now we know what the figure looks like. And I'm happy to report that it looks phenomenal. This looks exactly the way I wanted it to look. So this is truly great. The card back looks good. It features the Book of Boba Fett logo on it. And the still from the TV show looks great. And the figure itself, yeah, it looks like it has all the details worked into the figure that we would expect from a Vintage Collection figure. So it does have a removable hat, comes with two blasters, has a removable coat, and I think that's pretty much it as far as it goes for accessories. Now, there's a picture that shows the figure from behind, and it might be possible to actually remove the device that he has that helps him breathe, but they didn't show any pictures where he's not wearing it in these press images. So I'm not sure if you can take it off. But anyways, this looks really good. I mean, you can take the hat off. You got the two different blasters. And this is a really nice looking one. It's supposed to be out in the fall of this year. The price $16.99 like every other basic TVC figure now these days. And it's unclear yet in what wave he's going to be in. I reached out to Entertainment Earth and they actually responded, but they weren't sure themselves yet in what case assortment that he's going to show up. So we gotta wait for that. But pre-orders are gonna go live on March 22nd at 1 o'clock Eastern time. So if you wanna pre-order it, check out the links in the description.
You know, you saw him in the show do a bunch of quick draw moments. So we brought that to life in the sculpt. He's kind of drawing from his holster, and you can see that the side of the coat is kind of tucked back as he gets ready to blast. And it's just going to be a super fun figure to pose and to play with, guys. It's got a removable hat. It kind of friction fits onto the head. He's got his dual blasters, and he's just a bad bounty hunter.
Yeah, and the way that you're able to, like, capture his characterization here in the pose, and even, yeah, with that flip back coat, like, it just exudes that like confidence that you expect from Cad Bane, and I love how this character has turned out. I think he looks amazing.
Absolutely. That's even in the portrait sculpt. We gave him that kind of open teeth snarl. Mm-hmm. He's so cool and intimidating, and we just hope you really enjoy this one. And for the package as well, we're bringing all of that cool intimidation of his shootout moment into the card back image that we chose. This is that, you know, shootout on Mos Pelgo. He's got his snarl. It's just a great image.
That was it for the Vintage Collection. Now, there was nothing that was shown for Retro, but they did show Black Series figures. And actually, they announced two figures coming to the line, which had not been pipeline revealed previously, I think. And that is Luke Skywalker together with Grogu. So that's a two-pack, and it's going to cost $44.99 plus tax, plus shipping. And it is a really nice-looking set, except for the price point is extremely high here for this one at $45. And looking at the contents inside the box, there's a lot of reuse here. So a lot of the stuff you probably already have in your collection. So starting with Grogu, it's tough to say what's different about this one from all the previous releases. I think the only difference here might be a hole in the bottom, because there is a display stand that you can plug the figure in. And I don't think that any of the other figures that have been released have a big hole like that. So that might be the only difference here. There's a rock that's new. There is a box where Yoda's lightsaber is going to be inside. So the box, I think, is also new for the Black Series line. The little gift which Luke gives to Grogu, where it's basically the gift from Din Djarin, where his chain link is inside. That's also included. That's also a new accessory. They're also going to include a backpack. There's a Jedi training remote, and there's a blast effect included. There's also a display stand for the training remote. So in terms of accessories, there's quite a bit in the box here, but most of the stuff we've already seen in other figures. So for example, the training remote, I think, is a re-release of the one that came with the comic book Luke Skywalker figure in Yavin disguise. And the backpack, I would imagine, is just a repaint of the one that came with Luke and Yoda from the 40th anniversary collection, basically, from TBS. And yeah, so looking at the set, there's a lot of reuse. But let's listen to Eric from the Star Wars brand team and what he had to say about this Luke figure and this entire set on a video which they published on Instagram.
This is the Luke and Grogu pack. We have a lot of stuff in this pack. So this is a build-up pack. So we will start over here on the left with kind of the training sequence. So we have Grogu. This is a Grogu that can be taken off of this stand, but we have a kind of clear stand that makes it appear like he is jumping away from the rock as the training ball blasts down on that rock. The training ball can also be removed from that and can be placed on the stand that the original training ball came with. So if you want to pose it out just kind of hovering, you can. If you want to pose it out with the blast effect, you can also do that. Also comes with the frog that Grogu has become very famous for eating, and apparently these have become an invasive species that have just infested all of the different planets. So exciting to be able to get him back out there to really kind of complete that scene. And it also comes with the backpack that Grogu rides in, just like the Luke and Yoda pack. This can be worn on Luke, and Grogu can sit inside of it. Then for the Luke himself, so exciting Luke to be able to get out there again. He has that kind of gi outfit, which is just a really cool, slick look for him. Looks very traditional in that, like, Return of the Jedi look, but still very distinctive for this character and for this outfit. So we've done a lot of Luke Skywalker likenesses, really tried to nail that likeness down again here. Every single time we do a Luke, we try to improve it a little bit more and more and more. Then, getting into the choice. So we wanted to also introduce the accessories for the choice moment, where he has the bundle gift that has the handkerchief that looks a lot like Grogu. I'm trying to see that there. It's a very small accessory. Then he also comes with the box that has Yoda's lightsaber in it. So this can come out. So we have the unlit hilt. You can see it here. It is very, very, very small. But because it's so small, we can't do the lit hilt and the unlit hilt like kind of just together. The lightsaber blade is way too big to be able to be inserted in there. So we have a separate lit hilt for the Yoda lightsaber that you can see right here. So this pack comes with a ton of accessories. So we're really excited for you guys to get it.
So he sure makes it sound great. You know, when I published these images in the Facebook, on the Galactic Figures Facebook page and the community, the responses weren't that great. It was mainly about the pricing and the heavy reuse that's found in this set. So I'm going to read you some of the comments now. That face sculpt on Luke is as bad as the face mapped CGI of that episode. Has Luke had a stroke? Missed the original packaging where you could display them better. Another peck warmer. Damn, Grogu is full price? I feel like this should be about $35. All that plastic equates to a deluxe release, not a two-pack, unless that's the new deluxe price. Either way, nope. That is a nasty face sculpt. Too bad this is in the cardboard style box. This is a pass for me. Hasbro either doesn't care or is being run by people who are incompetent. Sales are down and stock is down 45% from a year ago, and they still do nothing but produce overpriced, poor quality repacks that you can't even see. I hope they'll right the ship before it sinks. So I saw it's $45. Now I know I made the right choice to stop collecting and giving Hasbro my money. To all you that are still collecting, have fun and good luck. My problem is that they just keep reissuing everything and ignoring pivotal characters from the movies that still haven't been made. Where is Queen Amidala? Ouch, that price. Oh, these price hikes. This is why I'm sticking with 3¾-inch. I hate these new boxes. $45? I'll pass. Thanks, Hasbro. You're making it easy for me to cut back on spending on collecting. I'm surprised they didn't have it at $49.99. All right, so this is where I'm going to stop. I mean, those were just the comments on the Galactic Figures Facebook page. Not the group, but the page. And that was within the first 30 minutes or the first hour after I posted those press images. And it just shows, you know, the main complaint, I think, here is definitely the price and the value and the heavy reuse here in this set. I still think that this is a good looking set. It's a great scene in the TV show. I love that Luke Skywalker trained Grogu. I think that's great to commemorate this. But again, the price is probably about $10 too much, if not even more. Because Grogu, you know, even though I count him as its own character on the website, the figure is basically an accessory, right? And that's where I'm going to leave it at. I just thought that it would be important to just throw some of the feedback out there that I see. Generally, you know, figure announcements always have a slew of negative comments with them. Although I have to say that Cad Bane figure that was announced this morning, I did not see a lot of pushback for that at all. Somebody said that it looked a little too comic booky for them. But generally, I think a lot of people were extremely happy with that announcement and the way the figure looked and also with the price. I mean, it's a $16.99 figure, but I saw nobody complain about the price. And in these days, in these times now that we're in, you know, Hasbro really needs to be more price conscious and how they price their figures, especially when most of the stuff in the box is just repacks. All right, so that's where I'm going to wrap up this episode of GFT Galactic Figure Talk. I'll be back next week if there are going to be any announcements. Meanwhile, check out the links in the podcast description for the pre-orders and for the press release so you can see what these images and what these figures look like if you haven't seen them yet. Tonight, we get another episode of The Mandalorian, which is awesome. And then, of course, also The Bad Batch, which is great. So that's going to keep us busy and gives us something to talk about for the next week. And for all other things Star Wars action figure news related, stay tuned to galacticfigures.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description and remember to subscribe.